Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Springtime is just a week and a half away, so just around the corner. This morning, we're pleased to be coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Radio Studio, located in the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce building, located at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. This morning, I'm pleased to be joined by a first-time guest and a relatively new member of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, representing Total Motors in Lamar's with locations throughout Northwest Iowa, is their general manager, Mitch Christoffel. Mitch, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Chris, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
A full disclosure, lots of technical difficulties this morning, but Mitch is not only the GM of Total Motors, but one heck of an IT guy as well. So I am very indebted, and I appreciate your help.
No, it's all good. It's in the car business, you have to learn how to troubleshoot, and I guess I've picked up a few things on the way.
Well, you're a man of many skills, and some of them celebrated this morning. So thanks so much, Mitch, and thanks for being a part of our Grow Siouxland radio program. As we do each Saturday morning, we get to know our guest and also the business that they lead and represent. In that case, it's Mitch, and he is the general manager for Total Motors, as I said, with locations throughout Northwest Iowa. And over the course of our half an hour this morning, we're going to learn about those locations. But before we do so, Mitch, you're a Lamar's native. Tell us a little bit about growing up in Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, so born and raised in Lamar's, Iowa, and grew up just like any other Northwest Iowa kid. Hanging around the streets, playing with friends and having fun playing sports. And I went to Galen Catholic. That was from start to finish my high school career. And Lamar's has always been good to me. My family's not only my family, but my wife's family, all within the area, Northwest Iowa. And yeah, it's been a true, I love where we live and I love where I grew up and here to stay for my career.
You know, there's a lot to be said about growing up in this part of the country and the values that are shared intergenerationally count for an awful lot. And Mitch, you mentioned earlier that you're pleased to grow up in Lamar's, and now, as is often the case, I have decided to stay in Lamar's, close to family and friends. And I made the same decision. I was away for a little bit of time for college and service in the military and grad school, but delighted to be back in the Siouxland Tri-State Metro. There's an awful lot to be said for that. And Mitch, you said you attended Galen Catholic. And one of the things that I know about Galen is that the kids who attend Galen are involved in an awful lot of activities, and it transcends sports to include almost everything.
Absolutely. Well, first off, thank you for your service.
Well, that's nice of you to say. My father's a Vietnam veteran, and I spent a little time in the service and have some children in the service now. And
awesome.
I think that's part of the Midwest values that we hold so dear, is that there's a patriotic sense of we enjoy freedom in this country, but we also know that as a wise Revolutionary War-era patriot once said, those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it. And that's kind of been an attitude that's permeated our family. But thank you for your kind words. And back to Lamar's Galen Catholic, tell us a little bit about what you were involved in as a student.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. As any small town school, of course, your teachers and your peers around you, you get obviously very close with each other. And of course, your teachers want you to be a part of every single sport that you can. And having a class of 32 students, 20 being boys, we were actually the favorable of some of the high school classes we had because we had majority boys in our class. But I had the benefit to be able to play multi-sports. And of course, like you said, you're kind of supposed to be a multi-sport athlete. And played golf, baseball, basketball, football, and was able to enjoy them all quite a bit. Like you said, not only four sport athletes in there, and you see a little bit more involvement, I guess, on that side on the small school.
Well, and it often includes drama and theater and music and those types of things as well. And that was certainly my experience at Helan. Would have loved to have been a football player all 4 years, but at some point I recognized that my size and my stature just didn't lend itself to that, and so had to back off and exchange football for cross country in preparation for wrestling. But, you know, we were involved in debate and theater and music and all those types of things, which I think provided for a very well-rounded, comprehensive high school experience.
Yeah, I was involved in choir as well, and I really enjoyed that, actually, and I think my mom probably enjoyed it more, so she could actually sit back and enjoy me going to competitions and singing. And that was a good part of high school, and obviously still use it while I still go to church and everything. And it's a good thing to be a part of.
Well, Mitch, and after an exceptional experience at Lamar's Galen, what was next for you in your academic and educational progression?
Yeah, so when I went to secondary school, I ended up going to the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Great four-year school there. Had the opportunity to not only be in a town, my brother actually was up in Cedar Falls, so I felt very comfortable going there right away. Really good programs up at the University of Northern Iowa. I went there because I knew I wanted to get into business, and they had a really good business program. And was able to get involved with multiple different organizations, get hands-on, get a little bit more involved in the community, and, of course, learn a little bit more about my future aspirations and what I would need to develop as skill sets through the way. And, UNI was a great program, and I'd recommend anybody looking for a nice small school in a beautiful downtown or town of Cedar Falls. That's thriving. It's doing really well there.
Yeah, and for somebody from Northwest Iowa, it's close enough to home that it's not forever away, but you're not going to expect your parents to drop in on a weekly basis. It's a little bit of a haul, but what did you study while you were at UNI?
So going into business there, I went to they have more emphasis there rather than just general business at UNI. So I went to marketing with an emphasis in sales management and a minor in entrepreneurship. So I was able to actually get pretty good jump on what I wanted to do in my career from the programs there at UNI.
Well, obviously marketing and sales management with a dash of entrepreneurship set you up well for what you're doing today, but I'm sure that there were some steps along the way. And what helped you ultimately decide to go into the business that you're in here 8 years after finishing school?
Yeah, so I was able to, through a couple of organizations there, establish a good networking, web, and was able to actually land a nice internship at an agency in Cedar Falls, which is Mud Advertising. Lo and behold, they specialize, and they are actually a turnkey vendor for General Motors, specifically one of the dealerships that I help manage, which is Chevrolet Buick GMC store. Total Motors in Lamar. So was able to actually connect and learn a little bit more about automotive marketing specialty and in that part. And I started in their Target Click division, which is actually digital. And so it was actually, it was a good experience there.
Well, and I've heard wonderful things about that organization. And earlier I had an opportunity to visit with you about some of the mutual friends that we've had that have had an experience at that agency. And I just know that they have done a remarkable job, not only with their own talent, but developing young people in internships for other organizations and other professions. But it set you up for a very smooth transition right out of UNI into your first professional employment. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yeah. So was able to, when I was in high school, I actually was at the dealership, which was Newble Chevrolet, which is now our current store. Under Lynn Newble, but clean floors. My dad's a body tech there, so I obviously had that opportunity to get there on my weekend job. And so I reached back out, having worked for Scott Taylor through high school, just talked to him a little bit about what my post-college career would look like, and started talking about a little bit more of my exposure that I had during college. And he knew he wanted to have me on the team, and made it so that way it made sense for me right after college to go and get involved with Total Motors and Scott Taylor. And it's been excellent. It's been a great opportunity, and I wouldn't look back.
So as a 22, 23-year-old recent college graduate with some exposure to the industry, what did you start doing? What was your first role and responsibility with the dealership?
Yeah, so you'll hear a lot of times when it comes to the car business, you have to wear a lot of hats. So not only was I able to help in sales, but I primarily came on to help grow the business under their marketing umbrella. And so at that time, we had two stores and was able to just kind of start growing some of that presence of the store. They were fairly new at that time, so was able to kind of get the liberty to just kind of grow the business. And Scott gave me all the freedoms in the world to be able to do that. And I've enjoyed that so much.
You know, in the final minute before we go to break, tell us a little bit about your family, if you would.
Absolutely. So my wife is from Lamar's, Iowa as well. She is a she's a dental hygienist at Jenner Dental. And her family's been from the Lamar's area. My family, my parents grew up in Granville. My mom's a nurse. My dad, like I had mentioned earlier, is a body technician. And, you know, roots in Northwest Iowa. And I got a brother in Hinton, a brother in Florida. So, yeah, we're close to home.
Very good. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today is Mitch Christoffel, the general manager of Total Motors. Mitch has responsibility for several dealerships with the Total Motors family in Northwest Iowa, and we'll learn more about those after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you're with us for the first half of the program this morning, you know that my guest is Mitch Christoffel, who serves as the general manager at Total Motors in Lamar's. But Total Motors includes much more than just their location in Lamar's. And in the second half of the program, we're going to talk more about Total Motors and their locations throughout Northwest Iowa. And as we wrapped up the first half of the program, Mitch, we were talking a little bit about your transition from college directly into a leadership role in the auto industry. And is it what you expected, or did it totally throw you a curveball?
So, yeah, that's kind of a loaded question, because it I don't think I could have expected what my day-to-day could look like. And I think even that, my day-to-day even now, changes quite a bit. So I was excited, eager, and still am to really get hands-on with everything that I do on my day-to-day. And I think that's why it's allowed me the opportunity to kind of grow with it, is because, you know, all in all, I'm willing to commit everything that I have and all of my time and energy into the company that I work for, because I truly do believe in the company that I work for. And so college gave me a little bit of an exposure to it, and MUD gave me maybe a little bit more of the technical skills to be able to turn what I wanted to do into career into actual fruitful career. And so, yeah, I guess I was in a way somewhat prepared for it, but I guess my work ethic allowed me to generate a little bit more growth within that. And, you know, the mentors and peers that I have allowed me along the way to help help Total Motors succeed and continue to work together to that one mission, to take care of customers and to be their dealer for life.
Yeah. And Mitch, you talk about taking care of customers and being their dealer for life. There's a value proposition associated with being a part of Total Motors. And there are a couple of things that your website prioritizes. And tell us about what that vision and what that mission for Total Motors is really all about.
Yeah. So, you know, since we started really in 2009, we've always been about taking care of the customers, making a car buying experience easy. But it really goes back to our mission, which is our people make the difference. And so you can truly tell when you walk into the doors at any of our Total Motors dealerships is that we're here to help you with not only your car buying, but also your car shopping or car servicing, our body shop. And really from start to finish, we want to be your automotive partner for life. And yeah, we hope you feel that way when you walk through the doors and experience Total Motors for the first time, or for your second, third, fifth, tenth time.
So whether you're looking for a new car, a pre-owned car, looking for body work or automobile maintenance, Total Motors takes care of all of it.
Absolutely. And you can tell when you get into a shop, there's a lot more variables when it comes to what you can and can't do. I don't know if there's really much that we can't do when it comes to our servicing abilities and obviously shopping abilities. We have new car franchises that we can allow for that, but also we stock a large number of random vehicles in the pre-owned sector, not only Chevy, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We stock a lot of different vehicle makes and models. And so we can truly take care of all of your automotive needs, no matter your preference on brand or your need in service.
And this includes more than just Lamar's, Iowa. You have numerous locations throughout Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, so, you know, and part of the Total Motors Auto family, like you'd said, there's a lot of people that probably don't know who we truly are as a whole. And that's because we're a little bit more involved at a local presence here than anything. So you can see in our Holstein location, Vollmer Motors is the name of that. It's been a family-owned dealership since 1932. It's been great being a part of that community. We had a really good crew when we first got started there, and still do to this day. We've grown that since, and it's been a good small community to be a part of. And then, of course, more of a recent news is that we took add another dealership to our team, which is Drenco Motors in Sheldon, Iowa. Sheldon's a really good community. We're excited to be a part of that, and that's just a recent happening there. Which they're the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford store, and they've got just under 20 employees there with several master technicians there, and it's a really good dealership to be a part of our family there.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest on Grow Siouxland this morning is Mitch Christoffel. Mitch serves as the general manager for Total Motors with locations throughout Northwest Iowa. And Mitch, if someone is listening today and they're saying, what truly distinguishes Total Motors from other car dealerships, what would you say to them to encourage them to say, hey, consider buying your next vehicle from us?
Well, if you look at the history of some of the employees that have worked for us, we've got some individuals in the back of our shop alone who have over 30, close to 40 years of experience in working with the local dealerships that has transitioned over the years. Not only that, but our ownership. It truly makes a difference when your owner cares. He's there on a regular basis helping take care of customers, not only at one store, but all the stores. He truly cares. Our management cares. But only the outside of that, you can talk about tangibles. One thing that is a key differentiator for us is that we do have a drive for life, lifetime powertrain warranty that gives backing peace of mind to our customers that the vehicles that we sell, we're not here to just get another one out the door and on the road. We're here to truly take care of customers, to establish a good relationship, and to see them for not only one vehicle, but a generation of vehicles. And that covers your engine, transmission, drive axle. So anything that, any of those major things that could fail down the road, for the vehicles that qualify, that's one key differentiator, to represent that we care about taking care of our customers and, show that our people make the difference.
Well, Mitch, when you talk about a guarantee like that, that is really exceptional. And if I understood you correctly, that's well beyond what the manufacturer offers for the vehicles
Yep.
that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. Most powertrains through a manufacturer, it's changed over the years, but 5-year 60 is most common. Used to be up to 100, and they've seen since recent years a lot of changes downward towards that. And ours is truly a lifetime. So whether you own it for 100 years or you drive it for 1,000,000 miles, doesn't matter. We'll take care of it. And so that's one thing, again, creating customers for life.
That is an exceptional value proposition, and certainly something that is uncommon among automobile dealers to see you extending beyond manufacturer's warranty. And that's a key differentiator. And I know that there are others when you talk about not only is it the sales of a new vehicle or the sale of a pre-owned vehicle, but it's also the service and the maintenance that goes along with making sure that that vehicle is roadworthy and that your customer can get the longest life possible and the safest use possible out of their new purchase.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll maybe notice that you know, the vehicles that we put on our lot, we put a lot of time and attention into them to get them into what we would call a vehicle that we would take pride in. And So there's definitely a threshold where we're comfortable or not comfortable keeping a vehicle. Those vehicles with higher miles and maybe a little bit more cosmetic issues with them. These are vehicles that you're not going to see maybe on a specialty side on our lot. And it's truly because we want somebody to be able to not only drive a vehicle for the current, but to take it and drive it for years to come. Vehicles themselves have issues down the road. It's just, you know, it's a vehicle. They're man-made tool for us. So we just want to do everything that we possibly can to give our customers that good peace of mind that we've done everything we possibly can to make that vehicle a good lifetime vehicle for them.
So Mitch, help me dispel a couple of rumors. Maybe they're myths, maybe they're fact, but I know that COVID created some supply chain issues. We heard a lot about microchips and used car inventory being down and that creating pressure on new car inventories. What's the status of that today?
Absolutely. Well, we're not totally caught up to it. It is getting a little bit better on that. We have, our manufacturers are doing everything that they possibly can in their own capabilities to get vehicles to the dealerships and then in turn be able to get customers their cars. It's definitely created more demand in having patience because we're all eager and we want things now. It takes a little bit more time to get a new vehicle on the lot. And of course, obviously the new vehicles that are coming, it is, they get spoken for maybe a little bit ahead of it. So it's made the car buyer maybe a little bit more patient and making sure that they do a little bit more research. We're there to say that it is turning around a little bit. It is getting a little bit better, but it'll take some time to get back to what we would have called normal as far as a inventory turn. And COVID has created some challenges, but we've been able to tackle, I think, what a lot of dealerships haven't. And it's been a growing piece for us as a dealership, and I think we've tackled it quite well.
In our final 60 seconds, tell us also about whether you're seeing increased shopping online through your website.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Online presence has already kind of been a major growth thing in the last 5 years. So having a significant presence on there and having that convenience aspect for the customer, have everything listed on your site and to be able to learn everything they can about the vehicle. You can find us online at totalmotors.com, and that not only keeps both of our stores on there, we're growing that Drenco Motors will be added to there here in the short. Online shopping is critical, and today's consumer is driven online is where they want to at least do their research and find out more about what they're looking to buy.
Well, Mitch, I can't believe how quickly the half hour is consumed, but thank you so much for being our guest and making the trip down to Sioux City, and especially for serving as our adjunct producer today. We appreciate your technical help.
Yep. Don't call me after hours. I can't help you with those.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today is Mitch Christoffel, the general manager of Total Motors. My name is Chris McGowan, and we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Make it a great weekend.